Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back. We lost Eddie recently. What a great talent. What a great song. Welcome back. 10 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I got something I want to say. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments, talk about things that are on my mind. And this week, right now, I want to talk about comparing the promises and the performance of the two presidential candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And this is the first of a two-part series. So as a leading voice for the small business sector, and now for almost 23 years, part of my advocacy is to track and report on public policy. You've heard me doing it here on the show all the time. That policy that impacts the Main Street economy. You, my friends, in my role as the small business advocate, I vociferously support those issues that benefit you, small business owners, and I pugnaciously oppose those that don't benefit you or hurt you, regardless of the political party paternity, regardless of who does it. Since 1997, I've stuck my finger in the eye of presidents and congresses of both parties for policies that hurt, or at least didn't do enough to help, the heroes who create half of the U.S. GDP and sign the paychecks that support over 100 million Americans. That's you, my friends. Prior to every presidential race since 2000, I've compared the policies and performance of the two major party presidential candidates based on the top concerns that keep small business owners up at night. This is the first of a two-part series, as I said earlier, on my 2020 analysis of seven issues that currently find their way to the top of every small business's list of concerns. Today I'm going to talk about the economy, taxes, and regulations. Part two next week will be about healthcare, entrepreneurship, energy, and the pandemic. It must be said that small business owners don't have to like a customer or a vendor to do business with them. We don't have to like them. Out here on Main Street, there's a higher regard for action and performance. So when it comes to politics, small business owners favor policy over personality. As architects say, form follows function. So here's a quote to set up the economy part. It's the economy, stupid. That's the famous words of James Carville from almost 30 years ago. From 30 years ago. The health of the economy is paramount for every small business owner. Business leaders report that the greatest factor in their investment, risk-taking, and hiring calculus is confidence in economic conditions they see on the horizon. Until March 20th, the Trump economy was cranking out Main Street confidence like a machine. In stark contrast was the Obama-Biden economy, which many on Main Street consider to have contributed to a lost decade. I was right here reporting on it the whole time. All you got to do is check the NFIB's index of small business optimism to see what I'm talking about. Look at how small business confidence was during those 8 years and the last 3 years. It might seem unfair to attribute the Obama administration economy to its vice president, to Joe Biden. But during the current campaign, Joe Biden has made many references to his contribution to that period. You've heard him say, "I'm the guy who did this or that on the economy." So he'd say that at the beginning as he was taking credit for specific economic achievements. "I'm the guy," he said. So in that spirit, I consider it now to be the Biden economy we're talking about. It must be noted that the Biden economy began after the financial crisis of 2008, at the end of the Great Recession, which ended 5 months after they were inaugurated. In Biden's last 7 years, because I didn't ding him for the 09 was not his fault. In his last 7 years, GDP averaged barely more than 2%. Those are recovery numbers, my friends, not expansion numbers. But here are two important clarifying points. Each of the last 3 years of Biden's second term began poorly. The first quarter of 2014 and 15 and 16, GDP averaged negative. Minus 2.9 in 14, minus 0.7 in 15, and barely 0.5, barely above zero in 2016. That's according to the U.S. Department of Commerce. In the fifth and 8 years, in 13 and 16, GDP went below 2% in those years. So the Biden economy was trending down when he left office. It was trending down. GDP, here's the second point. GDP impacts jobs. During the Biden economy, labor participation fell off the table. In 2015, the labor participation was the lowest since the Carter economy of the 1970s, since the Carter malaise economy was the lowest the last year of Biden's economy. In contrast, GDP during the Trump's first 3 years averaged higher than Biden's last seven. And by January 2020, job participation under Trump was at a record high of 67.9. The sector that creates most of the new jobs in America only hires when they're confident. Small business owners worship at the throne of results and prefer a candidate who's made a payroll. Now let's talk about taxes. Americans are not overtaxed. The government is overfed. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan. As you may remember, I had some inside baseball issues with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 that Trump pushed through, and I talked about them on this show and in my columns. However, the Tax Cut Jobs Act did significantly reduce the tax burden of small businesses. Meanwhile, Biden has promised to raise taxes, which he says will only be on those making over $400,000. Even though that won't impact most small businesses directly, promising to raise taxes on anyone doesn't resonate out here on Main Street for two reasons. First, we all want to earn $400,000, and we think that doing so should not be penalized. And two, many of our customers earn more than $400,000, which means a tax increase on them would cut their cash to spend with us. Trump promises to cut taxes again. Biden promises to raise them. Small business owners believe both of them. Here's another quote regarding regulations. Progress is what regulations don't see. Ludwig von Mises said that. According to the world's leading experts on regulation, Wayne Cruz, you know who Wayne is, of the Competitive Enterprise Institute, he says stealth tax, the regulatory tax, takes more off the bottom line of our small businesses than income tax does. He points out a number of times on my radio show, as you've heard him, about the explosion of regulations under the Biden economy. In 2010, there was a record 81,405 pages in the Biden Federal Register. That's in 2010. In 2016, in his last year in office, Biden set an all-time register record with 95,894 pages. His last year in office was a record number of regulatory pages, Biden. Donald Trump campaigned in 2016 with a promise to cut two regulations for every one. Since then, the highest page count in the Trump register is 72,564 pages, or 24%, one-fourth below the Biden record. The regulatory stealth tax continues to dampen the economy. It contributes to dampening the economy, which dampens small business success disproportionately. Small business owners do not like damp. In Washington, as I wrap up, past behavior indicates future performance. Small businesses are weighing almost 4 years of Trump policy performance against 8 years of Biden's track record. In our recent online poll of small business owners, 77% said they were voting for Trump. The proof is in the pudding. Next week, in part two, I'll talk about healthcare, entrepreneurship, energy, and the pandemic. Stand by for that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.